News Talk 790 KFYO 808, Tom, Laura, and Lubbock's First News. Thanks for riding along with us this morning. In the house, we have a man also known as Mr. Fresh. Everywhere he goes, people say, smell that. He's fresh. Cal Brent's.
Sorry, Cal.
Cal Brent's Apple Country Orchards.
Not much offense taken.
Yeah.
Okay. Apple Country Orchards is located 4 miles east of Idaloo on 6282. And Cal's involved in several farmers markets. Man, we got farmers markets everywhere. You're just making the rounds. This is your time, right?
Yes, this is the picking time for the High Plains, both fruits and vegetables. And so we've got a really nice selection of good fresh stuff.
Well, you brought us a whole box of fresh stuff last week.
Guy walks in here with a dolly,
oh my
a two-wheeler.
Word. We totally enjoyed every last bit of it.
We were immersed in that stuff all weekend long last weekend.
Wonderful. Glad you enjoyed it.
There's nothing like fresh fruits and vegetables. And there's some very good reasons to buy your fruits and vegetables at a farmer's market as opposed to a grocery store. What are some of the benefits?
Well, one of the best benefits, of course, is you get to talk to the people that grew it. You know that how it's been raised. If you ask the farmer, he's glad to visit with you about how he runs his work. He also will let you know that, you know, you're not eating things that probably have poisons on them sometimes when you get it in the grocery store. Also, one of the big things is that you may know that whenever you pick, let's say, a squash off the vine, it immediately starts losing flavor and nutrition. So the closest you can get to consuming that product to when it's picked, you're going to get the very best nutrition and flavor. So when you get it from the farmer's market, it is fresh. It is straight from the farm. Also, whenever you're at the farmer's market, you get a very wide variety of the local product. We're right now picking probably 9 different vegetables. We're picking 4 different kinds of apples. And so at the farmer's market this morning, for example, at South Quaker in the Loop, we have
That's inside the loop. Now, that's over there at the Garrison Institute. Is that going to be on the south side of the buildings, or is it on the east side of the buildings in that big parking area?
It's right beside the big parking area, on the northeast side of the building complex there, and it's on that big grassy kind of a park area there. It's beautiful.
If you're driving down South Quaker or north on Quaker underneath the South Loop, you'll be able to see it.
Oh, yes. And there's a big sign out there that says Farmers Market on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Now, you were saying about 9 different kinds of vegetables, 4 different kinds of apples.
Yes. We have, for example, we're picking tomatoes, peppers, yellow squash, zucchini, okra, Armenian cucumbers, which are wonderful.
Oh, man.
Bell peppers, jalapeno peppers. We have 2 different kinds of jalapenos. One is a fugu jalapeno, which has no heat to it.
That would be for me.
The other is the mucho nacho, which is hot. So we have a large variety of really neat
stuff.
Notice
you got some taters in the box there.
Have fresh dug new potatoes. And those go really good with green beans.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say they go good with anything, and some people like them with green beans. I just like to bake them and put some butter on them.
Here's the dialogue around the green bean action. First of all, you've got to saute your onion with some bacon. Then you cut up the new potatoes and put it in there.
But good, but leave out the onion for me. I'm not a big onion fan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I knew something was wrong with her.
Man, I mean, a week without onion in our house.
They make my stomach hurt.
My mom would go into convulsions if she couldn't cook with onion in one day.
I know.
We just had onion fried with potatoes and okra.
Shut up.
Fry that all up together. It's absolutely
Did you fry that
wonderful.
With any kind of, did you, cornmeal? Did you use cornmeal in it or what
no.
did you do? Really?
No, you don't
nothing,
need to.
Huh?
And another thing about okra,
you can it's like a stir fry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can do that. But more and more people are eating okra fresh. You can just chop it up, put it in your salad. Next time you're
my
out at the
daughter did
market.
That with the okra yeah. that you brought.
You just wash it.
She
and
just
eat
pulled
it.
One out yeah. and chopped it and ate it. And she's like, "It was good that way."
Okay.
I always thought you had to cook it.
If you take a bite of an okra, it's full of seed.
Uh-huh.
It's very high in protein.
Delicious. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Protein in okra, fresh
now,
okra.
I got to ask you a question because I just do this because to me it's convenient. But I was sitting there talking to my next door neighbor's boyfriend. And this guy is he's an investment guy. And I'm sitting there eating an apple and his jaw just dropped and hit the floor. And he goes, "Did you just eat that apple core?" I'm like, "Well, yeah. I just eat the core too. I mean,
ew.
I mean, spit the seeds out.
It's got that hard stuff in it.
Yeah, but you just chew it up. It's not bad for you, is it?"
Well, no. No, I eat the core all the time.
Really?
Yeah, there's a myth that people say, that it's not good for you or whatever.
I don't know where this rotten to the core thing came from, but it's a bunch of hogwash. Okay, now hold on just a second here. Okay, so we got, let's run through this real quick because we're up against a break and we got a couple of things we got to cover. All right, first of all, you have the Farmer's Market today, South Loop and Quaker at the Garrison Institute, inside the Loop from 11 to 3.
Correct.
Okay, and there's another one tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Health Sciences Center. On the campus, it's just south of the academic classroom building, so it's on the north side of the Tech campus, and that's also 11 to 3.
Okay, and then on Saturday morning, you have one downtown at Buddy Holly and 19th, yes?
Our downtown farmer's market, and that begins at 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and then we also have our six-day-a-week market at 19th and Avenue A. And
I forgot about that.
Oh, I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, that's the one that's sanctioned by the TDA and the
Go Texas people.
Go Texan people.
Or Go Texan.
Yeah, Go Texan people and the Texas Department of Health. We're all combining to put that one on.
How many farmers cooperate with this? Is it all most of this coming from the apple? Your apple orchard?
Well, most of it comes from our place, but also we have 8 other members.
Yeah.
And we also are inviting backyard gardeners, any other farmers. If you've got something extra, bring it to the farmer's market and turn it into cash, as we say. And if you don't want to sell it, we have we and other farmers will sell it for you. We want more people producing fresh fruits and vegetables, and we want to very much encourage that. We need more farmers producing fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's great.
Now, I have something on my computer here that I want to read to you. Cal Brents of Apple Country Orchards invites you to share a pick it fresh experience. You're entitled to 5 pounds of pick your own apples from Apple Country Orchards, located 4 miles east of Idaloo on Highway 6282. For more information, please call Apple Country Orchards, 806-892-2961. Thank you for that, Cal.
Well, sure. And the hitch is that they have to pick their own. And another thing they have to do is they have to eat while they're picking. It's a law.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a law. They have
to
pick.
Okay, so this is kind of like welcome to our house, but if you want something to eat, fix it yourself.
Exactly.
Well, what if you're picking onion? You're going to make me eat an onion while I'm picking an onion?
No, this just applies to apples.
Oh, just apples. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, onions grow in the ground. You have to dig those up. Anyway, if you'd like 5 pounds of apples and do the Pick It Fresh experience.
Eating an apple while
Apple Country.
That's okay.
Ring us up right now. How about caller 3770-5790, 770-5790, caller number 3. How about them apples? Thanks for being with us, Cal.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. It's 817.